ViralSolutions.net. Business Podcasting Part 3, How to Record and Edit a Podcast. To view this article and to follow along, click the link in the show notes. We've covered a lot of ground in Part 1 and Part 2 of this series on business podcasting, but now it's time to discuss the technical aspects of creating it. After all, your ability to attract and retain your audience through podcasting is only as good as your ability to deliver quality content. That's why it's crucial to learn how to record and edit a podcast properly. The right tools and software mean the difference between being a mediocre podcaster and one your listeners come back to time and time again. With millions of podcasts to compete with, you must find ways to stand out. So let's talk about how to get it right. Expert tips for how to record and edit a podcast. Research by Cisco predicted that online video consumption would make up 82% of consumer internet traffic by 2022, which is about a 15% increase from 2017. So, while video should remain an integral part of your marketing strategy, you cannot dismiss the increased brand awareness that comes from audio. The Edison Research Infinite Dial 2020 report shows a significant amount of growth among audio brands. Companies like Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music continue to rise. This is an indicator of a shifting consumer behavior trend toward audio. It makes sense since audio is the easiest way to consume content because we can listen while doing other things. By hitting the record button means your podcast is only getting started. The editing process is just as crucial to your content. Let's dig into the tools that are available to help and how to get the most out of them. Number 1, use the right equipment. When it comes to recording and editing a podcast that will get people to listen, obtaining quality equipment should be on your to-do list. While all you really need to get started is a computer and a microphone, investing in the best tools will take you to the next level. Since podcasts are an audio medium, investing in quality microphones is a must. Poor quality or faulty audio is a surefire way to lose listeners. There are starter mics that cost around $100, and you can always upgrade later. When investing in a microphone, consider these two things. First, the type of connector. USB microphones are easily connected to a computer via the USB cord and are a less expensive option. XLR microphones require an audio interface and an added investment. Second, your method of sound capture. Condenser mics offer high sensitivity and can pick up background noise. Dynamic mics help to reduce background noise, making it a better option for recording podcasts. An all-in-one production machine, such as the Rodecaster Pro, is a smart idea. Then, pair it with one of the following microphones for best results: Rode PodMic, Shure SM7Bs, or Electrovoice RE20. Note that, yes, equipment is an investment. Fortunately, it's usually a one-time investment that'll be worth it in the long run. Number 2, use helpful software. You'll also need to invest in the right software if you want to know how to record and edit a podcast. Audio recording software is referred to as a DAW, or Digital Audio Workspace. There are different levels of software available in the market, ranging from free ones to pro-level ones. You can choose whatever suits your budget and the functions and capabilities you wish to access. For free options, GarageBand and Audacity are two software programs you can use for free, and they're pretty decent if you're just starting out. And for paid options, if you want pro-level recording software, Logic Pro, Adobe Audition, or Descript are three of the most commonly recommended options. Keep in mind that you must consider your computer capabilities too. The more complex and sophisticated your recording software is, the higher the hardware requirements. When learning how to record and edit a podcast, you can also use a variety of editing tools and apps. Like everything else, these vary by price and complexity. Number 3, normalize your audio. Forgetting to normalize your audio is a common mistake many new podcasters make. Don't be one of them. It's one of the most important steps when it comes to knowing how to produce a professional-sounding podcast. But what does this mean? Normalizing your audio is when you adjust the amplitude of your audio recording to achieve a consistent volume. This process eliminates the need for a listener to continually turn up and down their volume while listening to your podcast. So how can you do this? Always ensure your microphone levels are set appropriately before you start recording. If there are inconsistencies after recording, the software mentioned above will have built-in tools to normalize the audio automatically. Number 4. Be consistent with intro and outro music. Your main content is obviously the most critical component of your podcast. However, you also need a good intro to hook your listeners. Just like a strong opening paragraph in an article or a powerful first scene in a movie, it sets the tone for the rest of the show. Warning, this is one of the trickier aspects of knowing how to record and edit your podcast because it gets many podcasters flagged for copyright infringement issues. So here's what you need to know. Yes, you may use copyrighted music in your podcast intro or outro if you have obtained the rights. Another option is to subscribe to a service that allows you to access music that can be integrated into your podcast. These services can come with a fee, but they give you the assurance that you won't have to deal with copyright issues on your show. A good outro is just as important as your intro. It's a great way to get your listeners to subscribe or get excited about tuning into your next episode. Think of it as a CTA or call to action when doing offline and online marketing. Being consistent with both the intro and outro of your podcast will help boost brand recall for your podcast. According to Podcastle, your intro and outro should be anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes in length. Number 5, stay on topic. Staying on topic not only increases audience engagement, but also adds value to the entire show. Create a bulleted list or an outline of subtopics to keep you focused and avoid going off topic. A written outline is also a good way to maintain pace so you can cover the essential content during the entire length of the show. Keeping this flow consistent is vital to encourage repeat listeners and add value. Number 6, know when to outsource production. If you don't know how to record and edit a podcast, and you really don't want to be bothered, you can always choose to outsource this aspect of podcasting. Hiring a podcast editing service or a producer for your show can be a wise investment. Knowing you have an expert to handle the job for you will allow you to offer your audience the highest quality content without the hassle. The budget of hiring a podcast editing company differs depending on experience and expertise levels, so it's pretty easy to find one that'll work for you. Number 7, apply these additional quick podcast editing tips. To round off these expert tips on how to record and edit a podcast, here are a few more. Review the entire show before editing to make sure the content runs seamlessly once you edit it. Note any timestamps when recording where a mistake occurs to make it easier to go back to in editing. Take note of the overall pacing of your final edit. Tweak the audio settings prior to editing to make the speaker audible without increasing the background noise, in case you need to increase the volume. And use sound effects where necessary to maximize the impact of your podcast show. Also, it pays to know where your audience is on social media so you can promote your show and increase your listener base. Find that article by clicking the link in the show notes. Here are the final thoughts. As mentioned earlier, the right equipment and software are crucial investments if you want to know how to record and edit a podcast. You can plan all the amazing content you want, but a lot of your success will boil down to the quality of your audio recording. Make sure your effort isn't wasted by making the right investments in equipment, software, and professional editing services. It's also best to assess how well your current marketing strategy is doing and how podcasting fits into all that. Take advantage of our free marketing audit to help you identify where you can improve at viralsolutions.net. At Viral Solutions, we're committed to seeing you succeed. It's our goal to grow your business with proven digital marketing strategies that will help your business for the long haul. Stay up to speed in the ever-changing world of marketing. Sign up today for free monthly marketing tips, loopholes, and news to explode your return on investment. Click the link in the show notes to enter your email address and sign up for our newsletter. Viral Solutions. Strategize. Execute. Grow.